Hey, Jeff, let's go out to a fish restaurant and have some salmon. What do you think?
Well, now it's okay, but hopefully it'll be okay in the future. But a company called Aqua Bounty wants to introduce genetically modified salmon onto the plate. And they say that they have passed 5 of the 7 data sets at the FDA, and they expect approval for the last 2. Now, they've been optimistic for years. Back in 2004, they said it would just be a few months, maybe a year or two away. And in that year, some other studies on a similar salmon designed to have excess growth hormone, and so it grows much more quickly, some scientists did studies with those salmon and put them in tanks of 50. And when there was enough food, there was no problem. But when the amount of food was reduced, the frankenfish freaked out. They started eating each other and killing each other off to get to the food, both when they were mixed with regular wild salmon or with just the frankenfish. And so there were complete extinctions in these tanks down to 0, or in some cases from 50 down to 2 or 3. Now, you don't read about that much in the current salmon that's up for approval because they're not putting out the information that they used to. They used to say that the purpose of the salmon, that this Aqua Bounty salmon, was to drive the price down on salmon so that customers can get it cheaper in the supermarkets. And now they're spinning it, saying it's designed to feed the hungry world, which is the standard mythology regarding genetically modified crops as well. Now, there's no genetically modified animals approved for human consumption right now. There is a glowfish that was put on the market that glows in the dark because it has jellyfish genes inserted, so it's just a fish tank type fish. Here, they've taken Atlantic salmon and inserted a gene from a Chinook salmon and a promoter, which is an on switch, which turns the gene on from an ocean pout. And what the gene does is it produces a growth hormone, which allows the fish to grow to full size in just about 1.5 years instead of 3 years. Now, some of the dangers here, of course, are to health, because there's all sorts of unpredicted side effects that can occur.
Sure.
But imagine if the salmon got out and they discovered a problem. Imagine being hired by a company to do a recall of salmon from the ocean.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. Now, if they put this salmon into the fish pens on the coast, hundreds of thousands of salmon have actually broken out during storms when nets have broken. And so it used to be that Aqua Bounty was saying that that's what their plan was, but now they're just saying, well, we're going to just sell the fish eggs for people to grow the salmon in tanks inland. But, you know, once it gets out, you can't control it. You can't be sure that absolutely everyone with your fish egg is going to protect it from the ocean. And they say that the fish that they'll sell will only be females and sterile, but it's a leaky technology. Not all of them will be.
Now, this company, Aqua Bounty, is based in Massachusetts, but it's publicly traded in London, right? That's what I hear.
That's right. And one thing is that they've been pushing it and pushing it for a long time, and people fear that if it gets approval, it'll open up the floodgates for other genetically modified animals. The next in line will probably be the EnviroPig, developed to produce less phosphorus pollution in its manure. So they're genetically engineering animals to meet the requirements of factory farming rather than structuring farming to meet the requirements of nature.
Jeff, they've got us because they're talking about 9 billion people on this planet one day. And, you know, they're trying to scare people that there's not going to be enough food for all of them. And so they're pushing these genetically modified foods, the corns, the soybeans, and now the salmon and God knows what else. The fear factor is going to get this done. You know that.
Well, I don't think so, because the thing is, I think the fear factor is going to work in the other direction.
When?
I think what we're seeing now is the fear factor of people concerned about the health dangers. Now, I've been looking at more and more of the health dangers. I decided to do an investigation. People ask me, as I've been speaking around the world, well, if GMOs are so bad, I mean, like, for example, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine last year said that animal studies link GMOs to infertility, digestive problems, organ damage, other types of reproductive problems, immune system problems. And people ask me the question, well, if it's so bad, what about the livestock in the United States whose primary feed is genetically modified soy and
right.
corn.
That's right.
And so I decided to poke around and try and answer that question. Now, I wanted to have a full staff interviewing veterinarians who'd been in business since before GMOs were introduced in 1996, but I don't have that resource. So I just started speaking to some, and I got what I needed pretty quickly from both farmers and veterinarians. I talked to one farmer, and he said that when GMOs were introduced, he noticed a lot of problems with livestock, and the vets that had reported the problems from pigs say that they had ulcers in their stomachs. So he, in a very interesting way, what he did is he brought a bunch of pigs to a slaughterhouse, and some were genetically engineered fed, and some were not. And he had the slaughterhouse hold back the pigs' stomachs, and he looked at them, and sure enough, those that were raised on genetically modified feed had a lot more ulcers in them. And I've seen the pictures. They're disgusting. But it's absolutely telling that the innards of these animals are different. I talked to another farmer, and he does butchering of his own products along with a friend of his, and they find that when they butcher an animal that's been eating GM feed, he said the stench is terrible, and the colors of the organs are different, and the color inside, the color of the fat is different. His wife won't even serve their kids anything, any animal that's been eating GMOs, because she has also seen the difference.
Now, tell us the story that you told us a couple months ago, Jeffrey, about animals when given a choice between, you know, an organic feed or a genetically modified feed, they'll pick the organic one.
You know, it's interesting. It doesn't happen all the time, but it happens enough so that it's reported over and over again. I just got a note from someone in South Africa who said that when they started planting Roundup Ready corn, usually the cows will eat the stubble in the cornfield, but once they started planting Roundup Ready corn, they never go and eat the crop remnants. They go into the lawns or into the other areas and eat the other types of greenery, but they stopped eating after years and years. Same in India. I discovered that last year. There was a certain type of cottonseed cake or oil cakes that they make from cottonseed and feed it to buffalo. But these buffalo, more than half of the buffalo in the region of the state of Haryana of India, were refusing to eat the cottonseed cakes. But those that were, most of them were getting reproductive problems like sterility or premature deliveries or abortions or delayed onset of sexual maturity, things like that. Also, prolapsed uteruses, a lot of deaths among the calves, the newborns, and deaths among the adults, as well as skin problems.
What's happening in the world, the legislation about the GMO?
Well, Kucinich just introduced some bills again, and I applaud him for it. So far in the past, in many, many iterations of introduction, he's never gotten the traction necessary to move it forward. But we're planning a big non-GMO tidal wave in the United States, a tipping point of consumer rejection, by educating people about these health dangers. And I got some more new information about those as well, which I'm happy to share.
Sure.
And we believe is that there'll be just about 5% of the U.S. shoppers, when they stop eating genetically modified brands, that represents 15 million people taken out of the consumer pool from these major companies, that will be sufficient to take it out of the market altogether. And that's what happened in Europe, when the tipping point was achieved there in April of 1999, because it was covered in the mainstream media. Then virtually every major food company committed to stop using GM ingredients within a single week.